Hello, my dear. So welcome to this global meeting designed for you to attract the biggest love to your life. We are doing this global prayer chain for the greatest cause for peace 2027 and to attract God to help you. As you know, the scientists find out that human beings could use just 5% of their potential because 995 is came from God. So this is all our meeting about. We mobilize heavenly world that God could help us to attract love in our families, prosperity, healing, salvation, and blessing, and everything what God could give us 95%. So let's go with the powerful quotes from the Messiah's coming. These are from Philosophy of Peace. Let's enjoy. Stay till the end. Subscribe the channel. Share this message to Bina. Okay, so let's go with the quotes. The kingdom of heaven is a world where all are united in harmony and the love of God, the subject partner, and all the happy with one another. It is where the family serves as the model and expand to the world level. This is the ideal that God has envisioned for the kingdom of heaven. To realize the kingdom of heaven, God's vision of one large harmonious family centering on his love must be achieved worldwide. Only then can the world that God has envisioned come to pass. Yet people in today's world do not even dream of it. They do not know of this world. God has been striving to bring this world into reality. But Satan, the servant who violated heaven's law, has prevented this. Therefore, God cannot intervene unless a man emerges who is a superior to this servant. A true man who shows complete loyalty to God in a position higher than Satan's. This is where God stands in relation to today's fallen evil world. Okay, this was our proposal today. Let's study it more and practice in our life. And let's invite our sister Irina to say a powerful prayer for peace. 2027.
Good evening, Nikolai and all the other brothers. Sorry, I cannot say the prayer. I'm still on the road, but I know that we are all praying for peace in the world by the year 2027. And may God help us. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
Okay, so we are on the way for 2027. Okay, let's try to invite Bishop Vakas. He have usually great, powerful prayers from Pakistan. Bishop Vakas, can you pray
yes.
for peace 2030?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. First of all, I'm very sorry, my camera is not good. Last week, my mobile fall in water, so this is a problem. So are you hear me?
Yes, you can hear you very good. Just say a powerful prayer for peace.
Okay. Thanks Lord. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this minister. I thank you for your mighty power over their life. I thank you because you have loved me, to loved us, to know your servant. I thank you, Lord, because your power is unlimited their life and that there is nothing impossible for them to do because you are a possibility, God. It's by your power that I am live today to send this blessing all over the world to you, dear servant of your peoples. I rest in and on your power today. Please let your power provisions provide solution to all of them, as well as all my difficulties. Everything that I have been finding impossible to accomplish, by your power that knows no impossibilities, help us to accomplish them in Jesus' name. I continue to pray for this ministers and peace for 2027 for all over the world, and also my brother and sister, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Aju, amen.
Yes, Aju, Aju, amen, amen. So powerful prayer. Yeah, powerful prayer of God.
Thank you, brother.
So good to hear how you speak with the Heavenly Parent. Have this good relationship with God. Let's invite Selina. Selina, can you say a powerful prayer from US for peace 2027? Selina, can you pray now? Yes, usually. Selina, maybe she's on the way somewhere, sometimes in the car. Okay, please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you alive here. As you bless us across the globe to meet at this concrete meeting for Pray for Peace 2027, we are so happy that as our brother was praying, that you, the biggest power of true love, is shining now on the earth. Dear Heavenly Parent, as we pray for all our brothers and sisters and globally for all 8 billion plus people to live real and substantial peace, all of them want to live in peace. And despite all of these difficulties that is going on the world, and we pray for all of them. And we don't just pray for people on the earth, but we pray for spirits and spiritual world. There are billions of our ancestors who went there. And we pray also for them that as Jesus was working that to resurrect even those from hell to the paradise, same Messiah is coming, open a highway from the hell to heavenly kingdom. So now everyone could go to the heavenly kingdom. And the heavenly kingdom already is done, the 12th year. So we pray for brothers and sisters as you inspire us and you ask us to pray for the sick. We pray for brothers and sisters. We see how much they are struggling, so much they are suffering, all of these difficulties on the wars and the terrorists and all other difficulties in life. But we know there is a big, big blessed the world. But that you bless this world and you send the Messiah coming. And we are so thankful for this greatest time that we're living with only God's Son, God and Daughter, the substantialization of the Holy Spirit on earth through Mother and through Father. Dear Heavenly Parent, lead us every day, every hour to extend the Heavenly Kingdom. Unfortunately, there is a big war inside of every human being, and to avoid them to go to the heavenly kingdom. But your love is even greater. So we pray today for God's love, that God's love could came to every human life, every family, community, country, and the world, for the 5% of human potential that it have, to came 95 from God. So dear Heavenly Parent, please receive this greatest day, greatest blessed day, blessed everything what we did today, and do even more tomorrow for peace 2027, and to ultimate finalize kingdom by 2027. that is going on so greatest, powerful, greatest spirit, Holy Spirit, the coming up and from the heat, shine on the world, the heavenly parents. I pray now for heavenly parents, heavenly father, heavenly mother. I pray for the true parents that you send us and coming, Holy Spirit, son, with the daughter, true father and true mother. And I pray for my brothers and sisters who joined here. I pray for Bishop Vakas in Pakistan. He's the leader there, even uniting Muslim and Christians and all community there, all Pakistan. And I pray for him. Please help him. Please help him and keep him safe and help him with everything. I pray for Irina in Uganda. I pray for Selena in US, and I'm with Jan in Europe. Dear Heavenly Parent, we unite few continents. And one greatest task, you say that one where you were be will be two or three and more together, and you name, you'll be with us. So we know that we are in direct presence of God right here, right now. And we feel this culture of true love. And let this culture shine on the earth as it coming from you, from the Messiah, and we feel it and we enjoy it, the culture of peace. Let the culture go to our brothers and sisters as we witness every day, every hour, a second about. And we feel in our life, this substantiation of the Holy Spirit, and we feel it in our families and communities, country, the world. Finally, the great hope came. Let the all billions of our brothers and sisters feel this hope and rejoice together. Dear Heavenly Parent, I pray a time will be done, and please protect us, and please help us to find the prepared people to finalize the kingdom. And we pray for all brothers and sisters with the position of the priest, bishops, archbishops, and all other pope, and even those you blessed with finance, those what you blessed with the power, and as a president, to unite in the second coming, unite that great what God is doing right now on earth, and we are the witness and this concrete meeting. Dear Heavenly Parent, help us and protect us and bless us with everything what you can. Please receive this short report. I pray in my name as Nicolae Kerpala, Santa Claus family. Adieu. Amen, amen, amen.
Adieu.
Yeah, thank you very much, Brian. Pray for you. Always think about you. Let's come tomorrow with more brothers and sisters to bless more. All the best.
Okay, bye-bye. God bless you all.
Yeah, God bless. Bye-bye.